Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 3:13-15. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. We are living in the age where the world's merchandise is pressed upon us even to the extreme of being cautioned against breathing God's air without a tic-tac in your mouth. Music, sights, colors, alluring women, and handsome men elevate the world's merchandise to lofty heights with promises that every desire be satisfied. No longer do you need to go to the marketplace, for wherever you are, its siren call is heard. Appeals to switch to Sprint interrupt dinner. I have to take advantage of 10 cents a minute, don't I? Later, the searching question comes. You are not with AT&T, are you? Are you happy? No, of course I am not happy. Isn't happiness measured by whether I have AT&T or not? Read the billboards of the marketplace. Read the clothing labels and team names on shirts and hats. Try to find the news in the newspapers buried amongst the advertising of the merchants. QVC shopping network and infomercials will meet your shopping needs while you sit in your easy chair. Everything today is merchandising, and all things are merchandised. To the world, you are simply a consumer. And if a good citizen of the world, you will consume to the maximum. Paul wrote in Philippians 4:11, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." "Quiet, Paul. Don't speak of contentment," cry the merchants. Every effort of the merchants is aimed at sowing discontent. Merchants convince that you are not a complete person until you buy their wares. Christians certainly have needs. However, Christians need to beware of the clever efforts of the merchants as they attempt to promote our discontentment. Peter, in 2 Peter 2:3, speaks of false prophets who, through covetousness, shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. These false prophets are part of the world system that promotes materialism and thereby makes merchandise of you as you become the product that is bought and sold. Will not the multitudes willingly accept the ultimate merchandise, Antichrist's mark upon their forehead or upon their hand? Will they not simply be his product, his ultimate merchandise to deliver to Satan? Perhaps the mark will be a simple, unique barcode on the hand or the forehead, allowing buying and selling in the kingdom of the Antichrist. Human being or a can of beans, all the same to the merchants. The Word of God is where true contentment and happiness lie. The true merchant invites all to partake of his wares without money. Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Isaiah 55:1. The world offers its silver, its gold, its rubies, its mansions, its stock options, and on and on. The world offers its investments that are designed to keep you interested in its system and to keep your heart from God. God makes it clear in His Word that only by His wisdom can true happiness be found.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.